At Armstrong, your connectivity is backed by local technicians, our 24-7 network operations team, and our 24-7 customer service center. Armstrong, unmatched employees, unmatched customer care, unmatched fiber network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Armstrong in the Loop podcast. I'm your host, Seth Prentice, and today I'm joined by Jeff Geibel and Jordan Grady, Rotarians from the Butler AM Rotary Club. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Seth. Glad to be back.
I'm thrilled to have both of you on the show today, as your Rotary Club has started working on a community project that honors men and women in our community. Would you please share with our listeners what this project is?
So, Seth, we're working on a line of duty death memorial and pavilion at Alameda Park. It'll be meant to honor those that have fallen in the line of duty in the service in Butler County among the firemen, police, and EMTs. Anybody who's fallen in service to the county. Want to have a memorial to recognize those folks and the sacrifices that they've made. And we're also working on a restoring an old shelter that's going to be demoed and removed, newer, larger shelter that'll accommodate about 150 people for events that people get to use throughout the year at Alameda Park. So it's a 2-year project, roughly $50,000 for each. Wow. The memorial and the shelter itself. So something exciting that we're working on that it's going to take a little bit of time, but we're really looking forward to it.
How did this idea come to fruition?
Well, Seth, when as a Rotarian, you're familiar with each president having to take on either a new fundraising initiative or a new project within the community. So when you look at how COVID has changed the landscape of a lot of things, maybe almost everything, Rotary projects for presidents is no different. So what our club kind of looked at was we had a president, Stephen Green, and then myself as president-elect. What if we joint attacked our president's initiative? We've been working closely with a lot of the first responder groups in our community for years. Rotaries have supported their efforts. So when we were approached about this project, A, we loved it, and B, the idea kind of came together that we should work together and make this a 2-year deal. That buys us the time. Obviously, as you know, if fundraising is much more difficult now, not only because of what COVID has done to the businesses here, the economy, but the laws in place that make virtual fundraising a bit more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So it just made sense. It's a great cause to honor the first responders, provide this memorial. And when you look at Rotary International from the big picture of Rotary, they have 8 or 9 buckets that they try to fulfill as part of their mission. So in rehabbing the shelter, we're going to provide a new pavilion for birthday parties and rentals to supplement Alameda Park to help our youth, which is maybe Rotary's biggest initiative. It's going to stimulate local economies, which is another bucket that Rotary International likes to fulfill. We're making a significant investment in the park. We're going to bring rental revenue to the park. We're going to bring more visitors to the park, maybe to just see the memorial or rent the pavilion. And then when you look on a larger scale of things, obviously polio is the big disease that Rotary's has a significant vested interest in. But when you create a outdoor pavilion that's bigger and obviously more space than the current one, you're going to provide a more safe environment to do gatherings. So indirectly, we're combating disease by providing a new, larger space for people to stay socially distanced and be as safe as possible when they're gathering in person.
You know, I'm on your butlerAMRotary.com website taking a look at the mock-up drawing of the pavilion. It looks amazing. And even more so is the stone that, you know, is planned to help recognize those that we've lost. It says that people can get their loved ones on the stone. Is there a way to do that? And yeah, if so, how can people reach out?
I'll pass that to Jeff. I will say the designs that you're looking at, you know, obviously fantastic. Those were actually donated services from HRG in Cranberry, the renderings and the things you see, the math on all of those. And they've had to do a lot because, you know, this is a process of plans, submitting plans, seeking approval. So we've worked with HRG on this, and they have just been great partners in all of this. And I agree with you, the renderings and the mashups that they did are just fantastic. I'll kick it over to Jeff to kind of explain how you can get your name if you have a relative who may have unfortunately perished in the line of duty in Butler County.
So the memorial is meant to be fluid. It can be adapted. Names can be added through the years. If unfortunately somebody, you know, were to pass in the line of duty, there's a lot of dangerous works these folks do to keep us all safe. So we will be able to add names in the future, but we are working to compile names, you know, in the county that for those who have fallen over the years. And we're going back. I know there's some discussion about somebody who passed near the turn of the century around 1900. So they're really trying to find this. If anybody has a name, we really, you know, our committee has gentlemen from each of the three disciplines, the firemen, the police, and EMT are all represented at the table here. And that subcommittee is working on the list. So they're accepting names. They are kind of scrubbing the list because it does need to be somebody who died in the line of duty in service in Butler County, right? Firemen, police, and EMT. So there are certain criteria that need to be met, and they're fact checking that. But if folks have names, get a hold of us, let us know, you know, reach out to the Rotary. We do want to make sure that we properly recognize those that have fallen.
And I think the key statement that we want to remind people, especially, is it's Butler County. So this could be, you know, all over from north, south, east, or west. It's not just downtown Butler.
Exactly. Yes.
Now the big question to both of you: how can the public get involved?
Well, there are multiple ways. You know, we have a presence on Facebook, and we have our website, which is butleramrotary.com. You can access links to both the GoFundMe account and the PayPal donation feature that's linked into the website on both sites. Like Jeff mentioned, if you know anyone who may have passed away in the line of duty, you can contact us via Facebook message, email, handwritten letter to the PO box that's on the website, whatever your preferred method of communication is. We even have a number on there that goes to one of the club member cell phones. So if you know of anyone, please contact us. You can contact any member of the AM Rotary Club. We have a fairly large club, one of the largest in our district. And chances are you're connected to someone that's probably a member, or you're connected to someone who might be connected to a member. And, you know, efforts, share the posts, spread the word. If we do some things, we might be setting up shop like outside of Sam's Club. Our Rotary Club has done that in the past, or, you know, I don't know what, if this is on the plan, but doing things like that, you know, standing at stoplights in the city with the yellow vest, I've seen groups do that. I don't know if we're planning to do that, but if we do that, you know, volunteering at that would be a big help. If there's any physical labor that we can do in terms of getting the memorial ready, sweat equity goes a lot of ways. So there are plenty of ways to get involved. Jeff, did I miss anything?
Well, the only thing that I'd add is, you know, we do like to have certain events when that's safe and available to be done here. COVID just, definitely played a role, but, you know, this fall we would like to return to our Ghost and Giggles comedy show if that's advisable, if it makes sense to do and everyone feels comfortable. So that event, the Carved in Ice Festival, we generally have in February each year. We had to make the tough decision this year with the social distancing guidelines and the spike in cases in Butler. It just didn't seem like a responsible thing for us to have this year. But again, 2-year project, so those things will be coming back around. And if you see the events going on, anytime we have a large fundraising event like that, most likely a portion of the proceeds are going to feed into this project.
And just a reminder, it's $100,000 for the combined two projects, correct?
Correct. That's the estimated cost. And to be clear, if we would be successful enough and go over and have any money left over, we've said from the beginning here that any excess is going to go back towards recruiting and training for those disciplines to help them out. So every penny that comes in will absolutely get back to the fire and police and the EMT one way or another.
Anything else, gentlemen, that you'd like to share? I know that this project is, you know, a big undertaking, but I know that all of you Rotarians in the Butler AM Club and hopefully the rest of us, our clubs in the district can all help you out.
Yeah, I agree. I think clubs helping each other out in the districts of 7280, but more specifically the clubs that are in Butler County, you know, we've done that before. We've worked on several projects. We'll send volunteers to your Rotary Club. Your Rotary Club will send volunteers to our Rotary Club. We really have a great working relationship with essentially every club that is represented here in Butler County. So Rotary has been very beneficial to me, both personally with developing my passion for helping out and giving back, but also professionally with helping grow my network and meet some really great people in the process. So Rotary's been a big thing for me, and I'm glad I got invited to a meeting for free breakfast and then suckered into membership. It's been well worth it.
Anything on your end, Jeff?
Oh, I think we covered a lot there. I appreciate your time, Seth, and we appreciate Armstrong's interest in this project as well. Armstrong is a great community partner in a lot of different ways. We've worked with you guys. I know Jordan and I helped with the putting up and the taking down of the snowflakes on Main Street. Armstrong's done that for a long, long time. You are such a great community partner in that, and we do appreciate it.
Well, we hope to also contribute to this project and hope to announce, that to all of you in the very near future. Well, I want to thank you both for coming on to talk about the Butler County First Responders Pavilion and Memorial Project. Please help support this project by donating through the Butler AM Rotary website, the GoFundMe page, or by check, and all three of these options will be in the notes of the podcast. For Armstrong in the Loop podcast, I'm Seth Prentice, keeping you in the loop. Are you enjoying Armstrong in the Loop podcast? Great news! All past and current episodes are available on popular streaming apps and websites. Search Armstrong in the Loop podcast and subscribe today.
When it comes to internet service, you get it all with Zoom from Armstrong. There's unlimited data for unlimited downloads, low latency for seamless streaming and gaming, plus an unmatched fiber network for speeds that can't be beat. Find out for yourself. Go to armstrongonewire.com/zoom and get high-speed internet for as low as $34.95 a month. No contracts, no hidden fees, just internet made easy. That's Zoom Internet from Armstrong.